This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to a new episode of Phillies Today, right here with Francisco Rojas on Phillies 24/7 for Sports Radio 94 WIP. And on today's show, we have two polar opposites. On one end, you get, you sweep the Pirates, you get an awesome, incredible, what more could you, was not expecting that from Mick Abel. You get the sweep, you get Mick Abel's debut, and not much more you could ask for this weekend from the Philadelphia Phillies. And then on the other hand, you get the complete opposite news as far as horrible news about Jose Alvarado being suspended 80 games for PEDs, for using performance-enhancing drugs. And, it's unfortunate because, a great weekend. The Phillies are 10 games over 500 now. And, I'm doing the morning show. I'm producing the morning show. As I'm recording this Sunday night, would normally record this Monday morning, but I can't because I had the morning show Monday morning. As I sit here on Sunday night recording this, earlier, Jose getting the news that Jose Alvarado, an hour and a half before game time today, before the Phils took the field for the finale of the series, and you get the news that Jose Alvarado suspended 80 games for testing positive for a PED known as exogenous testosterone. I believe I'm saying that correctly. And according to Dave Dombrowski, it was a weight loss drug. Now, I don't know. Alvies are always been a little hefty. So we can get right into it. We'll get to the good in a little bit. Obviously the big topic is Jose Alvarado being suspended 80 games for the use of performance-enhancing drugs. So for me, when I first found this out, I was leaving the house and was going to take the train to the game. And before that, I was going to stop at Wawa. And right before I got to Wawa, I'm seeing tweets and texts about Jose Alvarado being suspended 80 games, and I did not expect that. I guess you never really expect it from players, not necessarily. I guess you did 15 years ago because coming off the steroid era, you're like, oh yeah, that guy hit 50 home runs, of course he did. I don't know. It was It's especially with like with Alvarado. I don't know. Just wouldn't expect that. Maybe it's because Alvarado has been such a has become such a fan favorite. You know, to this point. I didn't expect it though. I didn't expect it, and didn't expect it. But at the end of the day, whether we expected it or not, I mean, this is a huge deal for the Philadelphia Phillies. Now, even if, and we'll talk about him in just a little bit as well, we'll talk about how good he's been, but Jordan Romano, as good as he's been, Jose Alvarado is extremely key to this bullpen. Extremely key. Now would we be having a different conversation maybe if he was kind of going like he was, you know, for a good amount of last year where Alvarado wasn't very good? Where he was kind of mediocre. I mean, he ended up just having a mediocre year last year. But, you know, before that, Alvarado was one of the best, you know, relievers in the National League. Like, last year, Alvarado just ended up being, you know, a league average reliever for the most part, just overall. But this year has been, but besides that, he's been so good this year. He's been pitching to the tune of a 2.7 ERA, you know, in 20 innings, and he's been. He's been so key to the back end of this bullpen since the, you know, getting to the World Series in 2022 to when he kind of figured out, you know, adding that cutter to the arsenal. This is huge. Again, didn't expect it, but it doesn't matter at this point. It doesn't matter how well Jordan Romano is throwing. Like, yes, obviously we want Jordan Romano to return to the form he was in Toronto, but it's not all about that now though. We definitely needed to add some arm to the deadline, but also Alvarado is ineligible for the postseason. So he's going to miss 80 games, but he's also going to be ineligible for the postseason, which means that even if you do get Alvarado back, which I guess you would get back, what, probably in like September, I would assume. It's 28, 30. So it's what, almost 50 games into the season. And so you would probably get him back, what, with like a couple of weeks left to play. But like, even then, it doesn't matter because, I mean, Alvarado's pretty much out for the rest of the year because he won't be able to pitch in the playoffs. So, I mean, now does this make Dave Dombrowski really want to go for it now at the trade deadline? Does this make him be willing to trade key prospects like maybe like someone today that we saw have a really good debut in Mick Abel? Does that mean he would be willing to put a huge package together for somebody like Mason Miller? I don't know. I don't really know. I don't know what Dombrowski is thinking like along with Sam Fuld. I don't know exactly, you know, what they're thinking now. I don't know. I don't know, but you got to think that, I mean, to me, no matter what, I thought they were going to need help at the, you know, help in this bullpen at the trade deadline. And now you really need the help, man. Now you really need the help with Jose Alvarado out. I mean, this is huge. This is huge. And look, I just want to say one more thing, by the way. So, I mean, my biggest takeaway from this whole thing is really that just as far as the roster construction goes, what it means for the team is that obviously they need somebody. They're going to need like two trustworthy arms for the back end of the bullpen. Two trustworthy arms. Not even just one at the back end and one at the front end that you can you know, that you can insert in there to help out guys like Ruiz, Banks, Ross in there. Like, now you're going to need, and the talk is, what, Ranger as well to the bullpen. I still don't know if, I mean, that's a possibility. I mean, Taiwan's in the bullpen now. I mean, biggest takeaway, though, is that you're going to have to get, to me, two guys that are going to have to help you at the back end. Kirkering was better today, and He was better today, but look, Kirkering's been kind of all over the place this season. Don't know how much I can trust Orion Kirkering. In this bullpen, Matt Strom has been good this year, hasn't been great like he was last year. You're just going to need help at the back end of this bullpen. It just is what it is. And now you're really going to need a come trade deadline. Now you're really going to need it. So again, that's my biggest takeaway. So I just want to say one thing. As far as, like, it just seems like it gets player to player with these situations. And I get it. You know, we love sports. We look at these things like, you know, we look at these players and, you know, we idolize them. It's, you know, we put them on these pedestals to a certain extent. You know, we all do it. But also, I'm just seeing a lot of, like, I don't know. There's not a lot of, I'm trying to think of the word I'm looking for. But it's a lot of, like, we love Jose Alvarado. Like, no matter what, like, we still love you. And, like, that's fine. Like, I get it. Like, Jose seems like a great guy. He's, like I said, become a fan favorite. But it just seems like we pick and choose with certain guys. Like it just does. I'm sorry. I feel like we do. And like, you know, Profar earlier this year, the Jerks and Profar didn't get that type of love, like, from fans. Like, I don't think Profar was ever a bad guy. I don't know. It just seems like we pick and choose with certain guys. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. I just feel like we pick and choose with certain players, and not to say we need to, you know, be rude and disrespectful to Jose Alvarado, his fans. I'm not saying that. It just seems like certain guys get more criticism than others. I don't know. And it's questionable. Like, it was a weight loss drug. Like, I don't know. At the end of the day, Jose Alvarado's a man. He's almost 30 years old. He's going to be 30 in 3 days. Yeah, what news to get on, you know, 3 days before your 30th birthday, that you're being suspended the rest of the year pretty much for taking PEDs. Not great. So, but that's the other takeaway, is that, like, Jose Alvarado is a grown man. I don't, you know, they're trained.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Trainers, their doctors for the team, all these, the staff. There's no way. I'm sorry. I find it hard to believe that Jose Alvarado didn't know what he was taking. I don't know. I guess we need to hear more. Is Alvarado? I assume Alvarado is going to speak on this. I would assume. Isn't that like a bad look to not speak on it? I don't know. I'm very curious to hear more about this come come, you know, the next couple of days and coming days and whatnot. But really, really, really curious to think, really curious to hear, you know, hear and watch what's going to happen in the next couple of days, because I don't know, man. He's a grown man. He's almost 30 years old. I mean, for guys to still be, you know, getting suspended for PED use, you know, last couple of years, whether it's Ramon Laureano, whether it's Profar, whether it's Alvarado now, I don't know. These guys are professional athletes. Alvarado's been in the majors for since 2017, almost a decade. I don't know. But we'll see, man. We'll see. This is big. This is huge. It's ginormous, and that this is something that this team does not need, because to me, this was already in a middle of the pack bullpen. This Phillies team already had a middle of the pack bullpen at this point. And now to me, they're, you know, they're not in the top five. I'll tell you that, as far as it comes to bullpens in the National League. So, and I'm not even talking about the majors overall, come on. I don't know. We need to be better. That's how I view it. Alvarado, we better for your team too. And if not, like, be careful what you're taking. Like, you could be more careful. I don't know. And if you really didn't know, like, I don't know. It's kind of on you. You're almost 30. Come on. Come on. So that's all I got on Alvarado for right now. We'll you know, next, stay tuned for, you know, Kyle, Dan, Justin. I'm sure they'll talk about it as well. You know, within the next, you know, couple of days, weeks, all that. Because I want to hear their thoughts and their opinions on this as well. But this is huge, man. This is huge. This bullpen is already needed some help, and they're going to really need it now. Really going to need it now. But Jordan Romano has been stepping up, which actually leads me to today's game, which I had the pleasure of being up in the press box for this game. It was Mick Abel on the mound for the Phils in his debut for the Philadelphia Phillies, and Paul Skeens on the other side. To me, I was thinking, look, Phil's already took 2 of 3. They got his face Skeens. I hope Abel has a good outing in his debut. He's going to be sent that right back down to AAA, you know, as Aaron Nola has the sprained right ankle. And I was like, Skeens is going to probably light up this Phillies offense or shut down this Phillies offense, excuse me. And, you know, I'll take two of three. Yeah, Paul Skeens has been one of the top 2 to 3 pitcher in baseball since he's come up. You can argue over this first 32 starts, I guess it is, somewhere around there, that he's probably been the best pitcher in baseball in that stretch since he's come up last year. But I thought that, okay, go into this and we're going to at least win the series overall. But they did more than that. And why? Because Mick Abel was better than Skeens. Now, yes, Skeens did technically throw a complete game, even though to me, 8 innings in a complete game. I know that you finished the game because Phillies didn't bat in the 9th because they won. But Mick Abel outperformed Paul Skeens. I mean, in his 6 innings of work, 9 strikeouts. I mean, the curveball was unbelievable. His fastball definitely plays. The fastball and the curveball definitely both play. I mean, the first pitch of the game, Abel's throwing, you know, 98 at the knees. You know, first at bat of the game, gets Cruz on the curveball to strike out. Beautiful break to it. I think he got Cruz to strike out like 3 times on that curveball. It was unbelievable. It was unreal. He did give a couple of hits up in that first inning, but he, you know, got out of it, and it was a hit or two or something like that. Either way, you know, a couple runners got on, there's so much I could talk about here with Mick if I had more time, but you know, we got to talk about more stuff from the series and whatnot. But Mick was unreal. He was unreal. So Mick Abel, by the way, and I want to mention this, and the Phils get Phils get the one run on the fielder's choice. Rafael Marchand hustling down the first baseline. A little small ball to get the win here, the 1-0 win. And but look, everyone's doing the now, like, oh, we gotta keep Mick Abel up. Like, look, Mick's been awesome in AAA. It's not like Mick has been doing this for 3 years straight where he's been incredible and you gotta keep him up there in the rotation. You gotta give him a shot. Look, I know Mick was awesome in his debut. And you know that in 3 or 4 starts, that if he has, you know, some bad starts the next 3 times out, just like Tyler Phillips did. Tyler Phillips was really good when he came up last year, and then he ended up not being so great. And you don't want the same thing for Mick Abel. Just saying. I'm not saying that's what would happen, but Abel, I don't think, look, let Taiwan get that next spot in the rotation. By the way, I think I did mention earlier that Taiwan would, well, this, I guess this will be until Nola gets back, right? Taiwan was going to take his spot, and it looks like they're going to keep that going. Taiwan's scheduled to start Wednesday against Colorado, and then he's also scheduled to start the next time through against Atlanta in the first game of that series, starting next week at home against the Braves. All that to say, look, let Mick go back down to AAA, keep cooking there, and come back up. Overall, by the way, from the series, it was a beautiful sweep. Offense was fantastic in the, you know, first 2 games of this series. 8-4 in the first game. And I mean, you got the offense awesome behind Ranger Suarez, who went 7-6 hits, 3 earned runs, back-to-back really good outings. This one not as good as the second one, but Ranger, really good outing against Pittsburgh on Friday. And then the offense was really good, right behind Bryce Harper, who, you know, gets his 1,000th RBI on Friday night. And then on Saturday, Zach Wheeler, who's, forming into Cy Young, looking like Cy Young-esque Zach Wheeler, who went 6-3 hits, 1 walk, 6 strikeouts, doing Zach Wheeler stuff. You know, not a whole lot to say about Zach Wheeler anymore as he's doing this start in, start out. So, and then offensively, getting the big game from Bryson Stott with the dinger and a couple of ribbies. And so Stotty had the homer, and then and the Phils were able to do a great job in this series of scoring runs on both of those nights, because look, I said, you know, get the offense going in those first 2 games because you're gonna have to face Paul Skenes, and that did end up happening, but I didn't expect Mick Abel to be as good as he was. And last thing, Jordan Romano, and I mean, I've already kind of talked about him, so I don't really have to talk about it too much anymore, but you know, consistently, I mean, Romano striking out the side once again in getting the save earlier today when the Phillies won 1-0. And with each outing, it's, you know, feeling like I can trust Jordan Romano more and more and more. Not 100% confident in Romano yet, because he's really got to put this together after, you know, the rough start, you know, first month of the season. I would really like to see him continue this, though, and continue it so we can trust him more and more. All right, before we end it right now, and I want to know your thoughts on everything, Jordan Romano. I want to know your thoughts on Jordan Romano for sure, but want to know your thoughts on Alvarado. Want to know your thoughts on Mick Abel and his first outing, major league outing. I'm sure we'll see him back up again, hopefully, in a Phillies uniform. I don't know, trade deadline might be a good showing for some teams today. Never know. Depends on who you get back. But I want to know your thoughts on all that. You can tweet me at @Rojas_media_. Next series will be against the Colorado Rockies, who are worst team in baseball. Are we giving the Rockies that that title? 8 wins on the year to this point. I mean, yeah, I don't even know why we're questioning that. 8 wins on the year. They're the worst team in baseball. Worst team in baseball. They own a 8-38 record. Their offense is just a little bit better than the Pirates, literally. They're 29th in runs scored, where the Pirates are 30th in runs scored. Starting pitching, worst in baseball. They're 30th in ERA. Relief pitching, their bullpen, 19th in ERA in Major League Baseball. So they're not great, but I guess we could say, we'll just say they are middle of the pack. And on the mound for the Phils, it'll be Christopher Sanchez versus Kyle Freeland on the side for the Rockies, Jesus Luzardo, and then facing Antonio Senzatella on Tuesday. Wednesday, it will be Taiwan Walker versus Carson Palmquist, and then Ranger Suarez versus Herman Marquez in this 4-game series. And they are all 840 starts the next 3 nights. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday will be 840 starts. And then 310 will be the series finale on Thursday. So thank you, everyone, for tuning into Phillies Today. Want to know your thoughts on everything that we talked about today. Alvarado, Mick Abel, series overall. Want to know all about it at @Rojas_media_. That will do it for me. I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.